He was giving the girl this story about being part black, and the little girl, little sister overheard it.
Uh-oh.
And the next day or two, the neighbor lady came over. I am so sorry to think that Nancy would marry into a family like that. Well, what are you talking about? Well, Linda said that his grandmother was black. Oh, it just went on. Amusing.
Yeah, you just can't kill a rumor, right?
No.
Well, I used to get a kick out of telling people I was partly Jewish. Oh. Didn't you notice my big nose? Van Riper, that's a good Jewish name. You never met it?
No.
Oh, dear. Any special term for a white man who just takes no pride in anything? He just sort of exists.
Slouch.
And a person who is pretty far from civilization and is not too used to civilized ways. What would you call him?
Hermit or something.
Who?
Hermit.
Hermit. Well, what if he had a family?
Oh, he'd be. I guess backwoodsy, something like that. The only term I can think of right now.
Oh, I was going to tell you about this fellow over in eastern Oklahoma. I talked to the town marshal in a little town named Watts. He just visited with him. I wasn't interviewing him. Had some time. And he was telling about picking up a moonshiner. And this guy was evidently pretty clever, and he'd been after him for a number of years, but he'd never gotten him. But this time he called at the house, and the woman said no, he wasn't in. And he saw her slip a message in the dog's collar, and he followed the dog. He knew just about who the guy was, and he came around him back. And he got him just as he took the note out of the dog's collar. And the guy was pretty nice about it. He laughed, and he said, "You know, that's the slickest I ever been caught.
Yeah.
You come up on me like an Indian." It made the town marshal mad. He said, "I ain't no Indian. I'm only quarter blood."
Yeah. Well, a quarter blood is not considered Indian over there.
No.
Yeah, well, I think you have to be more than that to be an Indian.
Tickled me over there. The stock expression was, "Well, golly."
Yeah. Come on, I think it'd be gee whiz.
Over there, it seemed that about everybody I met was an "oh golly" man. And you'd get very mad. You'd expect all sorts of profanity to roll out, and it would be, "Well, golly."
They can hear the noises on that.
Hmm? You think you should hear, huh? Who brings your mail here?
May I tell you?
Let's say you were up on a ladder trying to put a bulb in, and you lost your balance momentarily and then caught it, and you hollered, and your wife said, "What happened?" What would you say?
I'd say I almost fell.
And if I asked you to do something and you weren't ready just at that instant, what would you say?
Said just a minute.
Gee, these are hard. You're coming out with them like that.
Oh, that.
If you wanted to know the distance from here to Gage, what would you ask me?
Say, how far is it to Gage? Uh-huh.
If we were going someplace together and I started out ahead and you weren't quite ready, but you were going to be ready in just a few seconds, what would you holler to me?
I'd say, "Go ahead, I'll follow you."
Well, if you didn't want me to go ahead.
Oh, wait for me.
Uh-huh. And if you're doing something and you want me to observe it, what would you say?
I would say, "Look here."
Oh, you're racking them off now. Talk to the...
Open.
You're not supposed to tell.
Back at
once. You've been working on that reading book of yours, I can tell.